Hey, I'm Jacob Lewis.
And I'm Cariad Harman.
And you are listening to Neighbours,
a show about what connects us. We, as a podcast, didn't release anything last week. We tried several times to write something that felt useful in this moment, and ultimately, we just came up short.
I think that the best thing that we here at Neighbours and any of our white listeners can do right now is listen to and amplify the voices of Black, Indigenous, and people of color. We can also acknowledge our own racism and push back against it when we see it in the world around us through social interactions and policies.
There are many, many scholars, educators, and reporters who have been studying, speaking about, and living through systemic racism for a long time. We would like to draw your attention to four podcasts about race and racism in the United States that we found useful this week.
The first is a show called Reveal. Add them to your favorites list if you haven't already. They always present compelling stories backed up by solid, well-rounded reporting. And I found this week's episode titled The Uprising to be really helpful. It covered a lot of different topics and points of view. It's exceptionally well produced, and I guarantee you will be glad you listened.
The second is The Stoop, especially this week's episode for EMA. That's 4-F-O-R, EMA, I-M-A. There is some repeated material here. They rebroadcast a story from the episode of Reveal that we recommended earlier. I really wanted to include this because hosts Leela Day and Hannah Barbar talk about the emotional labor that white people, like Jacob and I, often burden Black Americans with in times of crisis. This episode is honest, sound-rich, and thought-provoking. And again, the entire podcast is something you should definitely subscribe to.
The third is a mini-series called Seeing White on the podcast Seen on Radio. That's Seen like S-C-E-N-E, Seen on Radio. Producer John Bewin and regular guest Dr. Chinjerai Kumanyika talk about where the construct of race even came from in the first place and turns the lens on whiteness. What is it? How has it affected America? And what can we do to transform away from a white supremacist country to one that is equitable and just for all?
The last one is a specific episode of The Ezra Klein Show titled A Former Prosecutor's Case for Prison Abolition. If, like me, the concept of defunding the police and dismantling the prison system is new to you, you may find this helpful. For a deeper dive into the issue, I would also recommend the last two episodes of a podcast called Intercepted. They are titled Ruth Wilson Gilmore Makes the Case for Abolition.
There's more than enough material out there, but this is what we've been listening to.
We've also compiled a separate playlist in Spotify.
It's called Listening, Learning, Taking Action.
We will be adding new episodes as we hear them. And if you have content to recommend, you can drop us a line at neighborspodcast@gmail.com. We also have a reading list of books to check out that we are making our way through. I know it's a lot of information, and we will list it all in our show notes.
Lastly, as Nashvillians, we wanted to highlight an organization in Nashville called Gideon's Army that is doing amazing long-term work in North Nashville.
I just wanted to read you their mission statement. Our mission is to act collectively, boldly, and strategically as a unified force for all children. We eliminate the root causes of the prison pipeline, save our children from death and incarceration, and guide them on a secure path to success.
A link to learn more about the work they are doing can be found in the show notes as well. If you have the means, please donate to them and consider committing to long-term relationships with organizations like Gideon's Army that are in your community. I'm Jacob Lewis.
And I'm Cariad Harman.
And we're reminding you
to get to know your neighbors.